Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped for free. Now, here's Griff.
We're glad you could join us for this week's edition of eBay Radio. If you're listening live, today is July 11, 2017. And if you're listening in the archives, this is show number 687. On today's show, we're going to catch up on the summer fun at Camp Clutterbegone, and we'll hear what it's like to be eBay's Small Business of the Year. We'll also learn how to write descriptions that sell, find out how to succeed at selling on consignment, and explore one seller's rules for shipping. Oh, and by the way, we're also going to talk with you. Yes, we will. But first, here's Lee Mirabal with the eBay Radio News, brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time.
Check. ESPY and The Net all feature in today's eBay Radio News for July 11th, 2017. I'm Lee. The next phase of eBay's new brand platform, Fill Your Cart with Color, has been debuted in North America, Griff. Mm-hmm. And have you seen them? They're really good.
Mm-hmm.
They're really good. You'll see eBay on TV in a new series of ads challenging people who thought they got a prime deal on their recent purchase with a simple question.
What?
Did you check eBay?
Ooh.
Yeah. That's part of the next phase. You'll also hear eBay on the radio, popping up in movie theaters, social, and billboards across North America. Did you check eBay?
Did you?
I always do.
You?
Are you kidding? It's the first place I go is to eBay.
No.
I'm sure ESPN does, too. They're teaming up with eBay to auction off fantastic sports experiences to coincide with the 25th annual ESPY Awards, and fans can bid through July 12th, that's tomorrow, at ebay.com/ESPN for more than 55 experiences. Proceeds will go to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. That's named for the legendary college basketball coach and ESPN commentator Jim Valvano.
Mm.
Writing an eBay for Business blog, Audrey Tracy writes about testing. Griff talks about this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
In the e-commerce world, that pretty much means creating a few scenarios and putting it in front of users and seeing which one performs better.
Mm-hmm.
In this blog, Tracy shares stories from sellers and eBay staff. This article contains a lot of good stuff to help you make the best of your holiday listings and promotions. Visit ebayforbusinessblog.com to read this important article. Net neutrality is in real jeopardy.
No.
If you're in support of strong net neutrality rules that give people the power to choose which websites and apps are best, tomorrow, Wednesday the 12th of July, is the day of action. Sites across the web will place alerts on their pages, encouraging people to send letters to the FCC asking the agency not to jettison net neutrality. Your internet service providers and some of the Federal Communications Commission guys want to change these rules and potentially limit your access to the best of the internet. Take action. Tell the FCC you care about the open internet and competition online. Time's running out for your vote in the Shine Awards. You have until July 14th to vote each day in each category. Go to ebay.com/Shine Awards to vote. And last, in exactly 2 weeks from today, Griff.
Two weeks from today. Wait, can you do it like, what was Total Recall? Remember that?
Da, 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 da.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
Don't you remember 2 weeks from Total Recall?
Do it.
When Arnold Schwarzenegger is hiding in the body of a rather large woman, and she says, and they're going through the little customs in the spaceship, and the guy says, well, how long do you plan to be gone? And she says, 2 weeks.
2 weeks. eBay Open 2017 will welcome hundreds of eBay sellers to the...
Thousands
of eBay sellers to the MGM Grand in Las Vegas.
And there's legions.
There are still some seats left. It's not too late. Go to ebayopen2017.com to register and book your rooms. And that's
actually...
They
should probably... Well, go try to register. It may actually be too late.
You mean for the event?
Yeah, it might be.
Altogether?
Yeah, you have to go try to register and see if there's any space.
Uh-oh.
It was that close. And this is after we actually increased capacity.
Oh, yay. Okay.
It's going to be a big one.
That's eBay Radio News. I got to go do it quick. That's eBay Radio News for July 11th, 2017, brought to you by Shipworks, helping you ship more in less time. I'm Lee Mirabal. Now back to eBay Radio, where you got the Griff.
All right, here we go. You're listening to eBay Radio, where you can share a tip, mend your ways, and take your listings to a brand new phase. Here's your host, Griff.
Wait, sweetie, darling.
Yes, honey, Benny.
Have you not registered yet?
Yeah, I registered, but I need one more.
Yeah, you better do it right now.
Yeah.
So go do it and
okay.
I'll take over.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, this segment is brought to you by Procrastinators of America. It's brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers who don't procrastinate. And that means Lee can't have it.
Yes. Well, what can I say?
Listen to me, the pot calling the kettle beige.
Yeah, really.
I am such a known procrastinator.
It's not a good thing.
I'm better than I used to be.
Me too. Because
Howie
you learn, right?
Yeah.
You get older and you learn.
Howie is not a procrastinator. He's such a planner.
You know what? It only causes problems. I keep trying to tell people if you don't plan and have that spreadsheet or that checklist or whatever, you're screwed in life. Really?
No, that's true.
And you know, most of the problems we have in our lives, most, I'm not saying all, most of the problems are of our own making.
Yeah, they are.
So when your mother told you the way you make your bed, you lie in it, she was absolutely right.
So you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I stopped making my bed.
That's a good thing to do.
There you go. Right. And I've read since that it's the healthier thing to do. You got to let it air out.
Well, you know, we have that. Look, I've told you about that before. We have that, I forgot what it's called, where you just kind of throw things.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? The
I do.
Cottage look or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Shabby chic or something. Just throw things over things, and then people don't know if you have made your bed or not.
I don't think that's what shabby chic is.
Oh.
No.
I thought it was made for that.
I think that's dorm room chic.
Oh, okay.
Just throw
things. So have you done your voting today for Shine Awards?
Not today. I voted yesterday.
There's only a few days left. I keep forgetting to do it every day. I've only done it a couple of times.
You're procrastinating with the voting,
girl.
I see.
I know.
It's amazing you've made it this far.
Procrastinated with the voting, procrastinating with registering. But I'm not a procrastinator. I'm a denier.
I just wish I could be there because I would love to see just how deep John's eye rolls are during this conversation.
No, he knows I'm a planner.
But, oh, he knows?
Oh, my. Are you kidding?
Oh, sorry.
I plan everything to death.
So you're another Julie the cruise director?
Yep.
We used to make fun of Howie for that. And he's gotten a lot less strict.
Well,
when I met him, he was like a little... He was like a little martinet, you know. He was.
I used to be the same way, and I had to let that go because
you couldn't believe some of the trips we'd go
at events and trips. Other than planning in advance for hotels and stuff,
yeah,
I've learned to just kind of relax while I'm there rather than tell everybody, "Oh no, today's Tuesday, and we've got to do this, this, and this."
Tuesday. It's now 3:55.
Yeah.
We have a 5-minute bathroom break. Go get it. We'll be in the car at 4 o'clock.
I love you. I know exactly what you were trying to do. Make sure that you had all the fun involved you could possibly have. That's what it is.
Well, that's one way of looking at it.
So procrastination. We'll talk about that more in the show.
Procrastination.
Yeah. So you've only got a few days left to vote in the Shine Awards. So
yeah, you gotta vote.
Till Friday. So
go
what
vote.
You do is you go to ebay.com/Shine Awards and you'll find 5 categories and you'll find 3 finalists in each category and you vote for each one, for one of them in each category.
Right.
One in each category. And you can do that today and every day through Friday, which is the 14th.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to be announced. The winners, well, first of all, are the category winners announced before the event or at the event? The category winners.
It's before.
Before the event.
Right.
So we'll know who they are. And then
right.
And then they'll pick the big
the grand winners announced.
And
the
it's
grand
not
prize.
Necessarily one of the winners of the 5 categories, right?
I don't know. I think it's supposed to be.
Maybe
it's
call
not.
Someone.
I think it's one of those members, but I'm not absolutely sure.
Okay.
It was last year.
It was one of the 5 last year?
I think so, wasn't it?
We need to call somebody during this show and find out for sure.
You think with all the times we've had them on that some of this knowledge would have stuck in either your brain or mine, but obviously
no,
not.
It didn't. We'll figure it out. We will.
Oh, jeez.
So speaking of Howie, how is Howie?
He's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We had... I don't know how personal I want to get, but we had a very good news day today.
Okay.
You have to do labs every month.
Right.
So this may be of interest to you. Howie's favorite food is pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Howie's favorite food is also the worst thing you could possibly eat if you have kidney failure.
It is the most fattening thing in the world.
It's not that it's fattening. It's just that everything in a piece of pizza, a regular piece of pizza,
mm-hmm.
everything has way too much phosphate, which is, that's the big
phosphate.
Bad thing. That's the bad thing for
a kidney
patient.
Okay, so you've been taking care of him for how many months now? You've been doing
since
the dialysis.
September.
So it hasn't been a year yet.
Hasn't been a year.
Okay, and right. what were the results?
Well, so 5 is the normal range.
Right.
There were times in the past when it was 11,
oh,
9,
man.
11, or higher, and that's really bad. But if he's been taking his medicine with every meal, his phosphate binders, and his labs today came back, and his dialysis nurse was through the roof happy, texting us both with big exclamation points, and the great news was 5.5.
Oh.
Which means Howie gets pizza.
And you're not killing him.
Well, we don't know that for sure, but he can have pizza
surely
one time.
Surely you thought about that when you started taking the lessons to do this.
Oh, I knew full well that there were certain things that I could mess up that would probably be the end of us both. So, but, it's interesting. The technology, by the way, the company that builds all this machinery is located in the town I grew up in, Lawrence, Massachusetts. Thank you. It's really very sensitive. It will stop before it will let you do something bad.
Oh, that's good.
So you'd have to work really hard in order to harm the patient.
Well, congrats
I know,
to you
I
and
tried.
Howie for this. This is fantastic news.
Yes, pizza on Friday. Woo-woo. This segment was brought to you by Reply.
No.
Not my favorite food, by the way. This message was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. Up next, clamp clutter be gone when we continue with eBay Radio.
Sharpen your selling skills. Register now for eBay Open 2017 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Visit ebayopen2017.com now to register for the event and book your rooms. New technology, workshops and panels, and amazing networking events with great food. July 25th through the 28th at the MGM Grand Hotel in Las Vegas. Register and book your rooms at ebayopen2017.com. See you in Las Vegas, baby.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Imagine having a crystal ball to help you grow your online business. With just one look, you could see what your item is selling for, what products are hot, and what your competitors are doing. Well, forget the crystal ball. Terapeat can tell you all that and so much more. Terapeat gives you the in-depth, real-world data you need to research and price your items, find and source products, and project sales and revenue. You can even find out what keywords will make your item more likely to sell. And when it comes to identifying your next hot niche, Terapeat not only shows you new opportunities, it also lets you source those products through Terapeat's partnership with Alibaba. As for those competitors, Terapeat helps you figure out the secrets of their success. So save that crystal ball for other stuff, like finding out who's going to win the Super Bowl. And sign up for Terapeat. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeat.com.
The Shine Award judges have spoken, and the stakes are high. The grand prize is $10,000. They've announced the three finalists in each of the five categories. Now it's up to you to pick the winners in eBay's second annual Small Business of the Year contest. You get one vote per category per eBay ID per day. Vote for your favorites through July 15th at ebay.com/shineawards. That's ebay.com/shineawards. Vote today and every day.